Namaskar. I'm doing this special program on Mr. Alok Verma's resignation. It's because I found this resignation very interesting. Now, why do I say I found this resignation interesting? Two reasons. One is, a couple of months back, a similar resignation was floated in the media, and that was of Mr. Urjit Patel. Mr. Urjit Patel, the then RBI governor, resigned. He resigned under the pressure of the government. He resigned under the pressure of Mr. Arun Jaitley. He resigned when Arun Jaitley said, listen, you know, do this or I will put Section 7. You know, you give me money or I will put Section 7. He resigned under that pressure. Of course, in his letter, he wrote very sweetly that, listen, you know, I'm resigning because of personal reason. No, nothing, all, everything fine, everything good. I'm happy. Thank you for serving with me. Thank you for being so good to me and all of that. And he gave a resignation letter and walked out. Of course, the Prime Minister also went out to say, you know, wow, good. You know, he was a very nice man, he was a very good man. And, you know, genuinely, he was, you know, he had his personal problems. He wanted to resign long back, but then, you know, he held back because of, you know, our persistence. But then he resigned today, so there is nothing surprising. That was washed off. But Alok Verma and his resignation letter that we have here is not that simple. Alok Verma did not say flowery words that, you know, good, great, all nice, government good, people good, subordinates good. No. He raised certain very, very pertinent points. And that is precisely why I thought we should do an actual analysis of what his resignation letter is all about. Some very interesting points. So in the background, I've just given an editorial about the background about, you know, his corruption charges that has been levied in against him. The CVC, the Central Vigilance Commission that has levied, you know, that said that there is prima facie evidence of him being corrupt and so on and so forth. So I've given a background. Now, let background be, that is in my editorial, do go and check that if you get the time. But for, in this particular program, I'm going to stick to his resignation letter, which I thought said a lot. He has expressed a lot. And this is something that I wanted to analyze. And that's what this program is going to be. So let's get directly into his resignation letter. This resignation letter is dated 11/1/2019, New Delhi. It is addressed to Mr. Chandramouli C, Secretary, Department of Personnel and Training, North Block. He says, Dear Sri Chandramouli, white letter dated 10/1/2019, the undersigned has been posted as Director General Fire Services, Civil Defense and Home Guard and transferred out of Central Bureau of Investigation. He says, the selection committee has not provided the undersigned an opportunity to explain the details as recorded by the CVC before arriving at the decision. Natural justice was scuttled and the entire process was turned upside down in ensuring that the undersigned is removed from the post as Director CBI. The selection committee did not consider the facts that the entire CVC report is premised on charges alluded by the complainant who is presently under investigation by the CBI. It may be noted that CVC only forwarded purportedly signed statements of the complainant and the complainant never came before the Honorable Justice A.K. Patnaik supervising the inquiry. Also, Justice Patnaik has concluded that the findings conclusions of the report are not his. Let's understand the first paragraph of his statement. In the first paragraph of his statement, he says that under whose complaint is the CVC taking up my case? He says that my case is being taken up on the complaint of Mr. Astana. Mr. Astana, who was the joint director of CBI, he himself has CBI inquiry against him. So he is not coming into this case with clean hands. He says a man who has already been, who has already got inquiry against him from the CBI, he is the one who went and complained against me to the CVC, and CVC is investigating me on based on his complaint. How fair is this? He also says that, you see, this gentleman who complained against me, he never came in front of the judge who was investigating the case, and that is A.K. Patnaik. He says Justice A.K. Patnaik ke samne, he didn't come. Mr. Astana didn't come in front of A.K. Patnaik. And most importantly, he says the report that the selection committee seems to be having with them is a report that Mr. Patnaik says, I didn't give. So, report aaya kahan se? Please understand, this is a very, very important statement he is making. He is saying that the report based on which the selection committee transferred me is a report where the head of the investigation of CVC, Justice Patnaik, says, I have no idea about this report. It is not a report that was made by me. This is what Mr. Alok Verma says. Now, this is very serious allegation. Very serious allegation. Number two, another very important point he makes. He says institutions are one of the strongest and the most visible symbol of our democracy. So correct. And it is no exaggeration that CBI is one of the most important organizations in India today. The decision made yesterday will not just be a reflection of my functions, but will become a testimony on how the CBI as an institution will be treated by any government through the CVC who is appointed by majority members of the ruling government. This is a monument of collective introspection to the state, to state the least. Another very, very important point he makes, a very big allegation he makes. What he is saying here, he says, listen, you know what? If the government is going to look at CBI from the eyes of CVC, well, God bless the government. God save the government. And God save the people. He says CVC finally is appointed by whom? It is appointed by the majority ruling party. The ruling party appoints the CVC. Ruling party's members are in the CVC. Ruling party handpicks the CVC and makes it. So if the ruling party says this man has to be implicated, he'll be implicated. The ruling party says you take him out, he'll be taken out. He will be proven innocent. So according to Alok Verma, and I say according to Alok Verma, he says the CVC has been appointed by the government. And the CVC will do what the government wants it to do. Therefore, if the CVC is now going to be the eye on the institutions like CBI, well, honest people will not be able to survive in CBI. Because if you don't do what the government says, they will put the CVC on you and they will transfer or throw you out like the way they threw me out. This is the sum and substance of what he's saying. Paragraph number two. Paragraph number three. He says, and he very emphatically says this, as a career bureaucrat, it is an idea of my integrity that have been the driving force for four decades in public service. I have served the Indian police service with an unblemished record and have headed police force in Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Puducherry, Mizoram, Delhi, and also headed two organizations, Delhi Prisons and CBI. I have been lucky to have received the invaluable support forces that I have headed, which resulted in outstanding achievements having a direct bearing on the performance of the force and their welfare. I would like to thank the Indian Police Service and especially the organization that I served. He says, you see, what he is saying through this, sum and substance what he is saying is, look at my track record. Before I became the CBI director, there was not a single blemish in my career. Look at my track record, he says, I have been head of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Puducherry, Mizoram. Like we said in our editorial a few months back, and I want the production team to put that link under this this show. Like I said in my editorial a few months back, see, Alok Verma was not a person who has worked in very glamorous postings. When I say glamorous posting, Bombay Commissioner, Delhi Commissioner, Calcutta Commissioners, CBI Directors. These are very glamorous postings. He's not the one who has done. He's done simple jobs. He was head of Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Puducherry, Mizoram. You know, his biggest posting was actually as a Delhi Commissioner. So what he's saying is, he's saying all through my career, all through my life, I never had a problem. How come all of a sudden, just because I became the CBI director and just because I was not seen very well disposed to the ruling government, how am I being seen as all of a sudden a corrupt, nefarious man? That's what he meant by that. And of course, he thanked these people who he worked for and all that. Also, last, I'm not going to read that thing because last he says, you see, that his retirement date was already due. In fact, this was a fixed posting. CBI director was a fixed posting. So according to him, his retirement is already due. So the government could take today's date, that is 10th January's date, as his retirement date. And other than resigning, that he would be allowed to retire today. So this was his last statement. So like I said, very interesting letter and very, very, very serious allegations. A, the fact that he was not given a chance, and the entire basis of the selection committee, which included the selection committee included the Prime Minister, Justice Sikri, and the leader of the opposition, wherein Justice Sikri and the Prime Minister voted against him, and of course the opposition leader voted for him. Okay, the entire selection committee viewed his position based on what the CVC said, based on a CVC report. He says that is unjust. That's the first allegation he made. The second allegation he made, he said, listen, if you are going to view everything through the CVC, then the CVC is appointed by the government. So the CVC can manipulate anything they want the way the government wants it to be manipulated. And lastly, but not the least, he said, look, I have an unblemished record. I have a fabulous record. All these years, I never got indulged into any scam or any corruption or anything. So how all of a sudden, after me becoming the director of CBI, how all of a sudden all these scams and misappropriations and corruption and all are charged on me? Three very important points that he made. And these points have to be answered. The government is going to be asked. The government is going to be questioned on these points. And I'm sure these will be the points that will linger on till the 2019 elections. Because I'm sure the opposition is not going to keep quiet on this. They got a fantastic opportunity why did this. So this is what Mr. Alok Verma's resignation is all about. This is what the gist of his resignation was. Of course, we added our analysis to it. So, you know, if you feel that we've done something wrong or you don't agree to us or you agree to us, please do write in. I would love to hear your comments. So with that, do watch our editorial. Do watch my editorial, which is based on the entire verdict and the entire process. So maybe you'll find it interesting. So till then, namaskar.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.